You know, when you think of the most romantic songs of all time, mm-hmm. you might think of Endless Love by Diana Ross, or maybe Boys to Men, I'll Make Love to You.
Oh, that's a good one.
That's a heater.
Well, if you ask me, though, there is no song more romantic, more passionate than the classic love ballad, Old MacDonald Had a Farm.
What?
Oh, yeah.
What do you love? Like, it's not even about love.
I know exactly what he means by E-I-E-I-O.
What?
I know what he's talking about. And it just,
I actually don't.
Well, it just so happens we have a farmer on the phone today for a second date update. He knows all about how love works on the farm. His name is Andrew.
Is his last name McDonald?
I don't know. Let's find out. Andrew, what's up?
Hey, guys.
Ooh, you sound like young, hot McDonald.
Yeah.
That's what I'm talking about, Andrew. Drive that tractor.
Jeez, bro.
I'm sorry. Andrew, are you really a farmer?
Yes, I am.
Cool.
So who's the lucky lady that we're going to be calling today? Or animal? I don't know.
Yeah.
What's this person's name?
Her name's Michelle. She's a human.
All right.
Good.
We're off to a very good start.
He's like, she's a piglet.
What do you like about Michelle?
I mean, she's super cute, and, you know, she's into, like, organic fruits and veggies. What's not to like?
Yeah, that's all you ask for.
That's setting the bar pretty low.
How do you know that? Where did you meet her?
So we actually met when I was at work.
Okay.
So I work on the farm, and on the weekends, I also go and help out at the farmer's market. I set up the booth, and...
That's the classic place to meet some young single women.
Yeah.
No, for real, though. I swear, they only send... Like, I go to the farmer's market often.
Yeah.
They only send the young, attractive-looking people to the tent.
Yeah,
there's a lot of hot people walking around the farmer's market.
Yeah. For real.
I'm never there.
If you haven't checked out that scene, I definitely encourage it.
I need to.
So, wait, did you hit on her? Did you use, like, some zucchini joke or something? Like, I'll show you how...
Brooke,
I'm just saying.
Get your mind out of the
gun. I was going to go with eggplant. You could go with all sorts of different vegetables.
This is what happens when you play Old MacDonald Had a Farm for people. They just get crazy passionate.
It is subliminally sexy. Look at Brooke.
I know. So how did you meet Michelle?
So she was checking out the strawberries, and, you know, I gave her a sample.
Uh-huh.
She said thank you and, you know, gave me a little smile. So I thought she might be into me. But then she started to walk away.
Mm.
So I was like, wait, hold up. And I told her that we have a different variety of strawberry that's even sweeter than that one. And I was like, you have to try it if you're into strawberries.
Oh, okay.
Oh, here we go.
This is a good way. It's a good way.
I hope it worked well.
You know, that was like a little bit of a white lie, though, because it was the exact same kind of strawberry.
Oh, I thought you were going to say you were the strawberry.
So wait, did it work?
I gave her another. I mean, she was like, all right. And so she walked back over and gave her another strawberry.
And
she was like, thank you. But then she like started to walk away again.
What? She took two samples and didn't buy anything? Are you sure this isn't a red flag?
Well, he offered.
Yeah, I know. You know, usually when you get a sample, you should really buy.
Right.
So, you know, she started to walk away again. And I was like, hold up. Believe it or not, I have a third variety.
Oh, God. You just keep going to 20?
That's so funny.
And they're just the same strawberry.
Yeah.
So she came back, tried the third strawberry. You know, I think she kind of caught on at this point. She was like, you know, your strawberries are really good, but they all pretty much taste the same.
Oh, she called you.
But I tried again. I was like, if you like those three, I actually have 50 other varieties of strawberries
that are
even sweeter than those. And if you want, you can hang out and you can just try all the different varieties of strawberries.
All right.
And, you know, I think at that point, you know, I was kidding.
Yeah.
Okay.
So where does the date come in? Is this the date? Was the date later?
So, I mean, she left. And so I was like, look, I'm about to go on break. So I asked if she wanted to hang out. So, you know, we started walked around the rest of the farmer's market.
That's a good place to have a first date, right?
It's a great place. I mean, there's lots of flowers and vegetables and fruits. And
yeah, I mean, the mood is pretty much set for you.
Yeah, but you guys, he's at work. I mean, how long could this have been? What was your break? Like 15, 30 minutes?
It was a 30-minute break.
Okay. So in that 30 minutes, did you guys connect?
I mean, she was, like, pretty impressed with my farming knowledge and my knowledge of organic produce and all that. Told her that she definitely should stay away from the baby asparagus. It's a total ripoff.
Oh, what? Baby asparagus is a ripoff. That's good.
Tip.
Yeah.
Yeah.
From the farmer's mouth.
Don't go for that.
I didn't even know baby asparagus was a thing.
I know, me neither. I'm not going to buy it.
Yeah, no.
So we're walking around, and we came across a woman who reads tarot cards in a little hat.
Oh, okay.
And I offered to buy her a reading, and she was like, no, you don't have to do that. But I was like, look, it's just $5, and it'll be fun. So,
nice.
You know, she went into the booth, and I wasn't with her during this part. But when she came out of the reading, she was blushing because she said the psychic told her that she would find an incredible love today.
What? No.
I mean, how could the psychic know that when a cute man just paid for her reading? How could she ever figure that out?
It's crazy, right? I mean, definitely well worth the $5.
Yeah. I mean, that psychic was a good wing woman.
Yeah. Oh, for sure. Did you go in for the kiss right there?
No, I didn't. But, you know, so I got her number, waited a few days. Then I texted her, but no response. So the next day, you know, I sent her another text. And nothing. So at that point, I was like, well, I don't know, maybe she, like, gave me a fake number or ghosted or something.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, at this point, I don't know what's going on. Like, did she change her mind? Did she have a boyfriend?
Right. I mean, there's a lot of possibilities because you don't really know her that well.
I mean, maybe the great love that she was going to meet that day wasn't you.
Oh.
Maybe it was the guy at the jams tent.
Oh, no, not the jams, bro.
I know. Girl can't resist a good apricot jam.
Dude, I hope that's not true, because that guy's a douchebag.
That is true.
I know, those little tiny spoons.
Yeah, you know those jam bros.
Mm-hmm.
All right, man. Well, we're going to play a song. We'll come back, and we'll call Michelle for you and try and get you your second date update.
Yeah.
All right, thanks, guys.
All right, hold on.